All right, let's sing it. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in its sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before you with thanksgiving, awe and adoration to worship you together in this church and also online and around the world with saints in heaven. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come. Thank you for the privilege that you have given us because you sent your son Jesus to die for your children, calling you Father. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies. Even when we are weak, you strengthen us. You are our strength and our comfort as we come before you. Thank you for your presence in our midst today. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Help us, Lord, to sing songs that praise your name, to honor you and adore you. And in the scriptures that we read and meditate, in the prayers we make, Lord, we pray that you will bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. Thank you for gathering us here today. Keep us safe under your mighty wings. Let your presence fill us and your power go with us as we go from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for joining. Now it's our greeting time now. If you want to all get up and greet each other in Christian love, it's time to do that. And also I will unmute online. Those of you who want to say hi to Paul or Wayne, please come by this way. You can see them. Yeah. Yeah, she said she's tired of chemo.
Hey, Wayne. Can you still not talk?
Yeah, his voice is not.
Yeah. Get well. We miss you.
We will be gone next weekend.
All right, as we get settled.
Yeah,
you can go through. Is that working?
Yeah. Hello. Is this working?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll have a special now.
Can't hurt you.
But he is so very.
I'm going to try to sing this song again. We'll see. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Thank you. We will do the responsive reading now, which is Psalm 124 on page 846 in that blue hymnal. If you are able, please stand and join the responsive reading. Psalm 146. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say,
when their anger was kindled against us.
Then the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us.
Then the raging waters would have gone over us.
Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth.
We have escaped from the snare
of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayers of blessings. When we share our prayers of blessings, we thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, the gift of life that God has given us, family and friends and health and strength that we have in our bodies. Everything that we enjoy physically and spiritually is all from God. So let us be thankful for that and thank God for everything. And also, we'll bring our prayers of petitions and burdens together as a church and then bring it to the throne of grace of God, trusting in His promise that God will answer the prayers according to His will and His time. So let us come and share our prayers of blessings as well as prayers of concerns. The prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin. If you can join that, read that with me. As you all know, that many of our members have been sick with various issues. Wayne is back home after his surgery, but he will have to go back again for one more surgery. He's online with us now, joined online. But he's in good spirits and good health, except he doesn't have the voice. Somehow he's lost his voice, so he can't talk much. he will let us know when he will have the next surgery scheduled. Martha is not with us today online. She usually joins. She had her chemo, I believe, was on Thursday, and because of that, you know, the side effects start kicking up, and she's not feeling well today, so she's not on. Penny is sounding really well, and I talked to her on Friday, and she's sounding healthy, and she feels she said she's feeling healthy, so she may be able to go home directly from the hospital and not have to go through the rehab, which is a good thing. So let us continue to keep our prayers for that, and she's very thankful for all the prayers and support. It's almost, what, 40 days that she's in the hospital now? So it's time to get out, and she can't wait to get out. So please, please pray for her that she, but we are praying is that she doesn't have to go to a rehab center. If she can do it at home, that is the best thing for her. So thank God for all the wonderful things that he did in her life. So please lift her up in our prayers and the families. And I sent an email regarding the status of Rich Hodgson, who was a member of this church until a few years ago. And his wife, Shrill, called me, and we talked to each other. I found out that Rich had been in the hospital with COVID. I believe it is since Monday. But he feels and thinks he's all right, except he did have some problems with breathing and pneumonia. But right now they're still keeping him. Hopefully he will be discharged today or tomorrow if everything goes down. He's feeling well, walking around, but his oxygen level has to be a certain level before they can discharge you. That's what they are waiting on. So please keep Wayne and Shrill in our prayers. And I have a family new added there, Joshi and family. Joshi's wife, one of our dearest friends for years, family friends, passed away this past week. She was 55 years old, had a brain stroke, a clot in her brain, and just like that. And it's so shocking to all of us. Today is the viewing, and we are debating. I can't really go there, but it's very, very sad to see somebody so vibrant and healthy taken away from us. Josh is a professor at Emory. He is actually one of the research team of the Emory University on the COVID vaccine. He's a well-known professor. So please keep him and his children in our prayers. They have four children. So please keep them in our prayers. Miss Lou is traveling. She's doing well. She would be back home either today or last night. So she will be here hopefully next Sunday. Continue to pray for Ian as he's deployed overseas during this time of uncertainty with the war and things like that. We need that's Terry's son, if you don't know. So please thank God for the services our servicemen do, and also pray for Ian's safety wherever he is deployed. I haven't heard from Jean. Did you talk to Jean? How is she doing?
She was very dizzy and she couldn't walk good this morning. I talked with her this morning.
Oh, you did? Okay.
She was sad that she couldn't come. But.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad that you are here, Linda. We'll continue to pray for you and Miss Lou. It's time. That time will heal everything. But God is good. Please continue to pray for Guillermo. As he is also continuing with his chemo. Please keep him and Liliana in our prayers. Anybody online want to share anything? You know, Wayne cannot talk. So, Carol can talk. How is Carol? How are you?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Okay. How about Paul? Paul, do you have anything to share?
No, not this morning, thank
you. Okay, thank you. Thanks for joining. And keep Bob Donald in our prayers as he's in that facility, assisted facility, and continue to pray for him and Kathy. Think I covered most of the special call-outs. How is Harry? Doing okay?
Yeah.
Pray for you as you go back to the surgeon.
Harry has had a nightmare, folks. And the prayers from here, the support from here, the support from our minister, and especially his wife, has pulled us out of it. And I'm excited to see a new hip in front of us.
Yeah.
It's good to have him back
So we'll keep you in our prayers, Harry, as you go to the surgeon this week. Hopefully they can remove some of those things and you'll be in good shape. And we want to see you start eating good food.
Tuesday not just we go to see a new surgeon.
Okay, we'll do that.
They're going to do some work cutting.
And Joseph is doing well. We just talked to him. Yeah. He had a fall. He's doing much better.
Oh, Joseph.
Well, let's continue to keep our nation in our prayers. Please don't stop praying for our country. Very important, particularly during this time. There are so many things happening around the world that need our prayers. That God will keep everything peaceful, and the leaders of the world will be controlled and managed properly, because some of these people don't know what they're doing. So let God, Lord, take care of that situation and give them the wisdom to do the right things. Only God can do certain things in this situation, you know. So let us pray for our president, all of our lawmakers and governors of the state and all those. And also keep our service workers in our prayers. A lot of workers like our military, police, fire, and our grocery clerks and delivery people, mailmen, you name it, trash workers, all of those. Keep in our prayers and thank them. Whenever you see them, please thank them. When you go to the grocery store, please take a moment to give a word of thanks to them. That makes a lot of difference for them. So please keep them in our prayers as well for their safety. Are there any other?
Pastor,
yes.
Our grandson Trenton, he turns 15 today.
Oh, Trenton, okay.
He's doing good.
I'm glad that he's okay now. All right, if nobody has any special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you listen and answer our prayers every moment according to your will and your time. Thank you for the love that you have shown to us through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we can call you Father. We come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, so because of the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day, the good health and strength in our bodies, the friends and families and fellowship and church and all the different support systems that we have today, Lord, we thank you for that. The health and strength in our bodies to get up this morning to see a new day is a gift from you. Thank you for allowing us to live one more day in this world, and it is all yours because of your grace alone, and we thank you for that. At the same time, we bring before you our burdens and petitions and concerns. Many of us are broken in various different ways, Lord, in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirits. But you are the source of all true healing, and you are the creator of our bodies and our minds and our souls, and you can make us whole. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Lord, when we are weak, we come before you for strength, Lord. When we are lonely, you become our friend. And when we go through life's sorrows and losses, you give us comfort and peace. We lift up all of those who need your protection, guidance and healing today, particularly those who have been named here. We pray for Penny as she's getting discharged soon. We pray for your healing hand to continue to touch her, restore her health, and also plan for her rehab the way that you want it to be done, Lord. We pray for peace in her life and her family's life. We pray for Wayne and Carol. Thank you for the healing you have given Wayne. Continue to be with him. And when he has to go back to the third surgery, we pray that your grace will be upon the doctors and nurses so that they will do a good job. He can come home completely recovered. Pray for your safety and comforting presence with Wayne and Carol during this time. We pray for Rich Hartshorn, who is in the hospital. Heal him, Lord, with your healing hand. Touch him, Lord, so that he can also be discharged soon. Pray for Shrill as well. Bless them as a family with your peace and comforting presence. We pray for Jean McBrayer, who could not be here today. Strengthen her body, Lord, and her spirit. Bless her, Lord, with your presence and comforting peace. We pray for Joshie and family as they're grieving the death of many. We pray that you'll be with them and comfort them, even when the world cannot comfort them. We don't have the words, or anything that we do cannot comfort them, Lord. We know that. We know that only your presence and your word can comfort them at this time, Lord. Bless the children with your peace, and Joshie also with your comforting presence. We pray for Bob, as also Bob Donald, as he is in the assisted facility. Bless him with your peace and comforting presence, and also guide him with the future plans for his move to Mississippi. We pray for Ian and all of our service workers who have been deployed overseas in many places. We pray for your safety and protection for them as well, and we thank you for their services. We pray for Guillermo and Martha as they're continuing with their chemo. Be with them and their families and give them your peace and your comforting presence. We thank you for being with Linda and Lou. Be with them, continue to be with them and give them your peace and your guidance in the future, Lord, and your presence all the time. We pray for our nation at this time when a lot of things are happening around the world. Bless our president with your wisdom and the lawmakers with your wisdom also, so that they will make the right decisions, so that there will not be a war or conflict anywhere, Lord, that we are praying for peace. And we pray that you will guide the world leaders with the Holy Spirit, that they will all make the right decisions. We pray for our service workers, our police, military, fire, and different kinds of service workers that serve us day and night, risking their lives during this pandemic. We pray for their safety and their families' safety, and also we pray that you will give them the grace that they need to continue their work, Lord. We pray for doctors and nurses in hospitals and workers in various medical facilities. We pray for your special grace upon them as well. Lord, we pray that you will be, we thank you for a new birthday for Trenton, and we pray that you will be with him in the new year, blessed new year, that he will be guided by the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the good news about Joseph being getting healed from his fall. Be with him also and his family. Bless us today, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints around the world and also in heaven. Help us to glorify your name in our meditation of the word. Talk to us, Lord, and touch us so that we will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to go out to be your witnesses. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers can come and take up the offering, please. let us stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. You are gracious so that you loved us so much that you sent your Son to die for us. In Jesus Christ, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Use this opportunity to take this and bless it so that it will be a blessing for your kingdom, the work of your kingdom in this church and in this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful stewards of your abundance and faithful caretakers of what you have been entrusted with, Lord. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to give. We thank you and pray for all of those who could give today and also could not give today. Cover all of them with your love, Lord, and take this offering and bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you remain standing, we will read the scripture now. It is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41.
That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you have still no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, the living word that came to this world, lived among us, so that we can experience the power of your word in our lives. Help us, Lord, to understand the mysteries behind your word. Illumine our souls and help us to have an obedient and humble spirit. So whatever you command us to do, help us, Lord, to be obedient to your spirit as we come before your word. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today we have read the scripture from Mark chapter 4 verses 35 through 41 that talks about a big storm that was calmed by Jesus. Last Sunday we talked about another storm where the disciples were going across the lake and Jesus was not with them. He was praying in the dark of night in the mountains, and then they found themselves caught in rough waters. They were afraid, but Jesus walked on water and came to them. That's what we talked about that last Sunday. This is another storm where Jesus was in the boat, but he was sleeping. So Jesus' disciples encountered many storms, and some of them are listed here. This particular story about Jesus being asleep in the boat during this storm is listed in all the three Gospels, Mark, Matthew, Mark and Luke, the three synoptic Gospels as we call it, and not in John. In this particular instance, Jesus said, let us go to the other side of the lake. And they got out, heading for the other side, and the storm suddenly comes up. Now, these people are not strangers to water. And many of these people are fishermen. So they know storms and water and waves and wind and all that. They lived with these things most of their lives. But in this situation, Jesus was in the boat and they were afraid. That's what we read there. Probably this was probably one of the worst storms that they had experienced in their lives. That's probably one reason. But where is Jesus now? Jesus is in the boat. So regardless of whether Jesus was not with them, just like we did last Sunday, or Jesus is in the boat with them, the storms are going to be a reality. A lot of times we hear those gospels and preachers who say that when you are in, when Jesus comes into your life, everything is going to be good and bad. Well, it is good that Jesus is with us in the midst of the storm. But the storms will come regardless. But the presence of God in our lives makes the difference between us and those who don't have God. That's the difference. How we experience the power of the storm is different when God is with us. The storm is going to hit us no matter what. God can change storms around, but we live in a broken world, and there are going to be difficulties and problems. Jesus said when he was in this world, he said, you have trouble in this world. You will have trouble. So troubles are going to be a reality regardless of where we are. Having Jesus in the boat with you does not exempt you from a storm. So that is one thing that they realized and learned. But when they were afraid, they saw a Jesus sleeping at the back of the boat, calmly in the middle of this big storm. I don't know how he could have done that. With a big storm and people are afraid of their lives, Jesus was sleeping at the back there and they had to go wake him up. That is the peace that comes from God. Whenever we are afraid, God's presence will give us the peace in our lives, not to be afraid of the elements in front of us, but to be counting on the power that we have with us. They forgot about that. They thought that Jesus was sleeping because he was unaware of the situation. But Jesus was aware of the situation. Everything was going well and he knew that everything will go well. But having Jesus should give us the confidence that you will be delivered in the storm, even if it's not from the storm. God's deliverance, a lot of times we like to have God deliver us from the storm. God, keep this storm away from us. Don't let us go into this storm. We don't like storms, like fire, like I said. But God's deliverance can be deliverance from the storm or deliverance in the storm, regardless of where God's children are. Like the fire the young men were in. They were not delivered from the fire, they were delivered in the fire. So even when we have to go through the storms of fire in our lives, God is there to deliver us in the midst of that. That is the big blessing. That is the good news that we have as believers in Jesus Christ. He will be there in the midst of our storm and keeping us safe as we continue our faith journey. Safety in life is not the lack of storms. Safety in life is having Jesus with us in the storm. It is not about deliverance from the storms, but it is about deliverance in the middle of the storm. A friend of mine who was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he was so calm, not seemed to be anxious or worried about his situation. He knew that he was going to die soon. So when we talked on the phone, I asked him, you know, how he's taking it so easy and so calm, and you know, when most people will be upset and worried. He said, I have had anxiety in the beginning because I have cancer, but I knew I could not do anything about it. But I have great peace because I know that, after all, I can do anything about it anyway, so I have peace on that. And at the same time, I relax because I know my Heavenly Father who has control over the cancer too. So if something is beyond your control, we can be rest assured that there is somebody who is in control of that. That is the one who is with us, that who we trust in. And Jimmy Carter, when he was diagnosed with this brain tumor, cancer, whatever he was going through, he said the same thing on TV. I know cancer is not good, but I know something's bigger than that is with me, and he will take me to the right place when the time is up. So that is what the situation of a believer is in Jesus Christ. God is there, going to be in the middle of the storm. Storms are unpredictable. You know, storms will come and go, but nowadays there are ways to predict storms, even though it is not 100% perfect. We get enough warning, enough hours to do our best to get out of there. But what we cannot predict is the damage it would do when the storm comes. Nobody can predict that. Only after the storm is passed that we can go and assess the damage that it has done. So even if we can predict some storms and try to get away from these things with our plannings and with our technologies, the damage a storm does cannot be predicted. Only can be done afterwards. So, like many storms that we have seen throughout the storm season, the damage it can cause is not going to be predictable by any technology until afterwards. So the unpredictability of anything is not very thrilling. That is one thing that kills us, that we like to be able to predict things and plan on things, but the unpredictable things that will come and hit us are going to give us a lot of worries. We devise and strategize and we make plans and we make projections and proposals and budgets and all kinds of things. But often they are very little, more than just best guesses that we can do based on our experience. We have no idea what a year or a month or a week or even a day might bring. Life is unpredictable. There are countless things that I can know with certainty, but what I know, there are countless things that I cannot predict for certainty. But one thing I can predict is that there is a God who knows all and loves me deeply, and He knows me by name, and He is with me every moment of my life. And by knowing that, I can be at peace. That is what the disciples were told, Jesus, you know, are you of little faith? What happened to your faith when the storms come? Are you more afraid of the storm taking your life than Jesus being here and saving you? The storms are reality, and regardless of where Jesus is sleeping or not, the storms will come and hit you. But when that happens, the greatest peace that we have is to acknowledge and understand that there is a God who is in control of the weather or the storms is with us. A simple incident in our life can turn everything around. Like I told about Yoshi's family, Minnie went to the doctor never knowing that she would not come back home. But in a matter of hours, the whole family's life had been changed completely around. And the whole church and our society, our friendship, we cannot even still get our arms around it yet. But that is what life is. Storms come and hit us like that without notice. Simple things like a leak in the roof or a car broke down or flood in the basement, these are normal things that we take, are some of the things that can change our situations. But there are other things, sicknesses. A doctor's appointment can change our life around, or an accident. Things like that can change our life around really soon. There are these car wash experiences I told you before too, car washes. Some people are afraid of car washes. And there's a little girl that we know, and she's about 10 or 12 now, and she's still afraid of car washes. When she was like 2 or 3 years old, we used to, you know, see them taking her through the car wash. She would scream to death. Even though she's cuddled and held by her mom, for some reason she's so afraid about car washes. So she's still afraid of car washes. And this is not just children. When I read about these things, there are adults who are afraid to death of car washes because the uncontrolled and unpredictable situation that they are in. They're afraid that they are cocooned inside a little car with all of these brushes and water rushing around. And what if something happens to me? How do I get out? That's what they're afraid. And there are adults who don't like car washes, and they would never go through car washes. It is not just children. But our, as believers in Christ and people who have faith in our lives, we should not be afraid of car washes, because there is going to be God's presence in our midst, who is in control of all of the situations around us, even those situations that are beyond our control. God has control over those situations. The disciples spent a lot of time with Jesus and saw him performing a lot of miracles. You would think that they would have faith by now, but that is not the case. Just like us, we get afraid with uncertainties and storms hitting us. The significance of Jesus calming the storm is pertinent to what is happening to our world today. This COVID-19 had a big, significant impact in our lives. We are flooded with numerous types of storms daily. And there was a little funny thing that came on the internet or like Instagram or something, a little question. Name a city that changed your life forever. And I thought about that. And the first answer was Wuhan. You know, the Chinese city where the COVID started, it just like that changed the whole world around. So these storms are both internal and external. It can come from outside. It can also come from within. The surges of emotion within us are due to our humanity, while the chaotic circumstances around us are beyond our control. But God is in the midst of this chaos. So it seemed that we were prepared for COVID-19 with all the technology that we have, medical advancements and all the things. But when that came and hit us, how much helpless that we found ourselves as a world. With all the powers of the mighty military and the technology, the whole world came at a standstill in front of this little virus that we had. But so when things come upon us suddenly, we find out what is in our hearts, how much strong, how much important our faith should be. Being human is natural, but as a human being with faith is unnatural. We will be extraordinarily strong when God is with us, and we understand that God's presence can help us to get through the storms. God is faithful and merciful. When they got into the boat, they got instructions to go to the other side. That's what we read there. Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into the boat and set out obeying Jesus' command. Many times we feel like as we follow Jesus and obey Jesus' commands, there might not be storms in the way. That's not true. Even in the life of a church, we know that we have storms that we have to face. But the good thing is that in these situations, all, that there is a God who will never abandon us or forsake us. So God is going to be there with us in the midst of the storm, saving us in the storm. But the question that Jesus asked the disciples was, where is your faith? Where is your faith? The disciples spent a lot of time with Jesus and saw him performing miracles. And like I said, you would think that they would have a lot of faith. But Jesus was asking them, where is your faith? Because they had more faith that the storm would destroy them than in Jesus saving them. That was the problem. They thought the storm was going to destroy them than the power of Jesus to save them. Jesus That is why Jesus said, where is your faith? Jesus must have rebuked them for their weak faith, but he did not abandon them. He actually commanded the wind and the storm to calm down, and nature obeyed him, and they were amazed at his power to command the waves and the storm. So do we have more faith in the storm? Maybe it's the pandemic. Or do we have more faith in Jesus? That is what we need to do every moment of our lives, to question, ask ourselves the same question Jesus asked: where is my faith? Do we have more faith in the destruction power of the pandemic? Or do we have more saving? Let us have more power. Let us have faith in the power of Jesus Christ so that we can face any storm. Even in the middle of the storm, God's presence is with us. So as we go from this place, as we remember the psalm that we read today from David, 124, if the Lord had not been on our side, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Just because God is with us, we can be rest assured that we will be safe and he can get us to the other shore. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, you all know that promised verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. God has a better plan for us, and he can make sure that we will get to that plan if we follow him. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be more powerful witnesses and to have that trust in Jesus regardless of what storms that we have to face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. It is 133. We will sing the first and the last stanza, 1 and 3. If you are able, please stand.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
I think you all did a good job in singing. Thank you. Let us go from this place fully trusting in the power of God to save us, and not to be afraid of the power of the pandemic or any storms out there. Go in peace, trusting in Jesus that he is always going to be there in the midst of our storms. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.